little city near Raden, there was a group of Maskilim. They built a hospital, and the Seitzach, they made a big celebration, and one speaker after another spoke about the greatness of this group, that they do so much for mankind. They build hospitals, they save people that are sick. And of course the obvious implication was that, and what do from a Yidden do? They learn, but what do? And then they asked the Chavetz Chaim to speak, to say a few words. The Chavetz Chaim got up and with Gevaldige Chachm, he said, Tamari Dikazach, you build a hospital, you save sick people. Fantastic. But there's something that's even better. And that's Torah Gedoysha. Hospitals save sick people. Torah prevents people from getting sick. Chavetz Chaim and that little zug really told us the whole essence, the whole mahus of Torah. I always feel this is embassy. Pashat Pshat in the Pasuk. When in Mishlei, when it speaks about Torah, it says Chayim Heim El Moitzaehem. Torah gives a person chiyus. Torah gives a person Simchas Achayim, Sipak Achayim. Torah gives a person a Derech Achayim. Torah makes sure that a person doesn't get sick. I want to discuss tonight, Bez Hashem, one Nekuda, where you see this Chayim Heim El Moitzaehem. Where you see how Torah really saves us from a terrible, terrible machla that so many people suffer from so much. And here you see what the Chavetz Chaim said, that this is really the tachlis, this is the mahus of Torah Kedoshah. The Gemara in Pesachim, the Chamavavim of days, says a very scary thing. Speaking about the union of Katz, Zog the Gemara, if someone is Vikas, Afilu, Kol Shakayas, Afilu Paiskan of Gedulah Min Hashemayim, Maridin Oisai. Even if they were about to give him Gedulah, but if he's a Kayas, he loses that Gedulah. And this itself, of course, is a very scary thing. Who doesn't want Gedulah? Which person doesn't have a Cheshik for Godless? And here the Gemara says, Klar, even if a person deserves Godless, even if they gave him Min Hashemayim, he loses it. What is the shot in this? What's the terrible aver of Kas? But the Amis is a different plea. If you know a little bit Tanakh, you'll see there's something that's l'chayr very wrong with this whole l'chayr. What's wrong with this whole sugya? The pasuk in which really the Gemara is going on speaks about Shmuel Hanavi was sent to find the Melech Yisrael after Shaul was killed. To go to the house of Yishai, one of Yishai's sons will be the Melech. The pasuk says he saw Eliyav was the oldest son of Shmuel, and Shmuel Hanavi saw on him this was the Melech Yisrael. He had all the qualifications of being their Melech Yisrael. But the pasuk says not like that. So the pasuk says the Eibishter realized Kaviyachol, and the Eibishter told Shmuel, "You're making a mistake." Loi bezeh bach vayom Hashem al Shmuel al tabed al mareyu val gover kamosai. Don't look at his greatness, his godless, Eliyahu's godless. Ki ma'astihu. The Eibishter was nimas, was disgusted from Eliyahu. And the Gemara's darshins, in other words, really, Eliyahu was supposed to be the Melech Yisrael. Eliyahu had all the qualifications of being Melech Yisrael. Meikara, the Eibishter loved him. But now, ki ma'astiv. The Eibishter hated him. Why? Because Eliyahu got the kas. So we're talking about someone who was supposed to be Melech Yisrael, that the Navi with Lichtige Eugen saw that he was destined to be Melech Yisrael, but he lost it. He was Ov Lamakam and he lost it because of Kas. That's what Kas is all about. But the biggest player of Isai, when did Eliyahu get the Kas? Eliyahu got the Kas much later, in the next parak. At this point, when he was supposed to be the Melech, he wasn't the Kas. It was first later. Are you talking? How does a person lose Melucha for something that at that time he didn't even do? We know the Mishteh, the Gemara Shana, the Tazayin, Ein donis adam elofi maisa shalaisa shah. A person is only punished what he does. Ba'asher hu sham, like we find by Yishmo. And here we see l'chayas a plia. Eliyah was supposed to be Melech Yisrael. He was ov l'amakon. But later on in life, he got v'kas. And because of that, now he already lost the melucha. How does a person get punished? Why does he lose melucha for something he didn't even do at that time? Rashi bavarns the kasha, but Rashi says enechanami, but because of later, he lost it now. But it's a plia. Why do you lose melucha? What is kas, the aver of kas, of the ikki, he didn't do it yet. So I want to tell you a little story that I saw in the Orcha Sadikim, one of the Gedali HaRishayim. There were two people that had a machlaikis once. A very big machlaikis, a very bitter machlaikis. And there was a melech, a chacham, and he decided he's going to make shalom between these two Sainim. He calls on one of the people and says, listen, I'm going to give you a very, very big reward. I'm going to give you anything you want. Go into the treasure house, go into the Oitz HaMelech, take whatever you want. And the person's eyes lit up for Shteitzach. But there's one tonight. Whatever I'm going to give you, I'm giving your Sainah, I'm giving him double. And the person's mouth dropped and he paused. And the king was saying, thinking to himself, what a shaita. I'm giving him kol hayin da'alma. And he's thinking. And finally he opened his mouth. And the king was relieved. Baruch Hashem, he's coming to his senses. He says, no, what do you want? The king was thinking what he'll say. And he'll give the friend double and it'll be shalom al Yisrael. So he says, I want that the king should poke out one of my eyes. But don't forget, poke out both his eyes. Double. This is kas. A person could have kol hayin da'alma. He could have the Yitzhah HaMelech. But he throws it away because he doesn't know how to be saival someone. He doesn't know how to say those words, I'm forgetting, let's go vaita. This is the terrible, terrible sakana of kas. And we see the story, of course, it's a very extreme story. But doesn't this somehow happen to us all too often? We get angry at someone. We have tainas on someone. We're tzekacht in a veinig. We can't stand other person. What do we have from all this kas? We'll get him back. I'll take nekama. Aren't we poking our own eyes out? What do we have from all this kas? The Gemara in Kedushin says so clearly in the end of the first parak. Like Raksin, like also the other Ella Raksinusa. What is the kas? A kaisin half of his kas. He only has the kas itself. And Rashi says, what is the schar of kas? Kichesh besorai b'raksinusa. He gets himself sick. Leinestaker klum. He has nothing. Leinestaker klum. That's what a kaisin has. He ruins himself. He gets himself upset. And what does he have out of all of it? Rabbi Yapian in the Sefer Chelik Beis writes a mice that he knows Biyadiyah, he knew Biyadiyah. There were two sisters that had a machloikis once. A bitter machloikis. And one of them became sick, was about to die. On her deathbed, the She'eris Kaicha, she called for the other sister. The other sister came running, felt this would be the end of the machloikis. And the sister that was sick barely could move, barely could talk. She gathered up the little strength she had. She picked her head up. She called the other sister towards her. And with a little strength, she jumped up and she bit the nose of her sister till it was bleeding. And by Yapian writes, she says, now I could die b'shalom. Now I got you back. And that's the way she died. Sugar. Pipe the sugar, no? Meshiga. How could a person be so meshiga? But that's what kas is all about. This is the product of kas. Kaisin, what kas does to a person, nothing else could do to a person. How it breaks a person totally mishiga. And we wonder, how could that be? How could a human being, a seichelik person, fall so low? But it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. That's exactly what kas does to a person. The Mesilas Yesharim and Perek Yud Aleph, he discusses the different midas, and he speaks about kas. And he says, He has no mosechel. Ish kazeh kedai lahachiv oylam malei in mir chaylus biad. If he could do it, he'll destroy the whole world. Ki ein asechel shoyled by klal, v'hu sar tam mamish kechol hachayis hatarfeis. V'alav nema toyef nafshay ba'apayis. He destroys with his kas. This is what kas is. And then I deheard that shot in the Gemara of Sachim. Gemara of Sachim says in the Kuf Yud Gimel, Shloisha chayeyem einem chayim. Three people are living, but they're not really living. And one of them, Zot the Gemara, is a Raschon, a Kaisen. Rashi, the Rashbam, Anaz Mazda. And it's not a Chiddush, because that doesn't need any Hezbo. When a person thinks what Kaz does to a person, when a person thinks how much kas robs a person of simchas achayim, how much it steals from the person life itself, then that's the pashat of shat in chayeyem einam chayim. When a person becomes a chaye tarfais, when a person is libay balimoy, that's pashat of shat chaye einam chayim. And again, these stories are very extreme, but in our own lives, in our own experience, don't we all realize what kas does to us? How much kas makes us chayav einam chayim? A person can have kolam the alma, but he can't stand him. He can't stand that person, and his day is his kantog, and his night is his kainight, as long as he sees that person. As long as that person is still there and is still having some type of simcha, it bothers him. Shaita what you are. Why are you throwing away your life just because you have a kas? Why don't you use that midanis gava of savlon, of a savlonis? Why don't you get a hold of yourself and say, Ragzenusa, ein loy, el ragzenusa? What do you have out of all of it? What are you nishtaker only kichesh besorei? But that's really what kas does to a person. He loses his seichel, ein a seichel shailed by, and he can become pashit like a chayis tarfas. You're still young, you don't know, but you know how many homes are destroyed because of kas? You know how much shalom bayis is broken, how many nefasha is walking around sebrachin of sticker because they don't know the magic word of amarichu you? Do you know how many people walking around with chayeyam einam chayim because they don't have this midah of saflonis? I'm telling you, dvarim pshut ma'oid ma'oid. You know what it means? You have people that devote their lives to ruining the lives of the other person, to get them back what they did, living a life of churban to make the yenem charev. But the mitzvah is nishta zay. Ein lo yala raksenusa. He's really making himself charev. So you wonder, how does a person do that? How does a person live a life out to destroy the other person? I'm telling you, pashat the mitzvah. But that's what kas is all about. Chayav einam chayim is a mitzvah. And the reason is because that's what kas does to a person, like the Mesil Sharam, Titus Klor, Libay Balimoy, Ein Loy Mayneya, Ela HaKas. What the only thing in his seichel is kas, kas, kas. He becomes obsessed with it, and then he becomes Pashke Chayas Tarfas. And this is Bemis, something which needs a shmooze for itself. The Gnusa Kas, Beriat the Churban of Kas. But I want to leave that for now. I want to focus on the other half that's even more important. Because there's a different mahalach chayim. There's a different attitude that somebody could take. And the difference is from or to chayshach m'chayim l'mavet. A different story I'll tell you, v'shteit m'chazal. This is Gad the Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamis, Rav Chia having mitzari lehu devisu, I think it's Afsamach Gimel. Rav Chia had a wife that was mitzari him. She didn't just burn his supper once in a while. Rav Chia's wife was out to be mitzari her husband Rav Chia. And the Gemara describes, this was a woman that was out to mitzayah Rav Chia. And the Gemara says, what? So how did he react? Kimashkach midi, when he found something nice, tayale besudrei, He brought it to her. He saw a nice thing. He bought it. He wrapped it up, gift wrap paper, and he gave it to her. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav, Vakam Etzarele. Rav says, I don't understand, Rav Chi, what are you doing? She's out to ruin your life. Why are you buying her a present? So you have to think about this. What's Rav doing? Havar Shalom Ben Ishli Ishtai is a mitzvah yikara. Mar Machloikis is alav. What's Rav doing? Rav wants to be Moise of the Machloikis. Rav Chi is trying to do nice things, and Rav is trying to stamp him. Mepharshim asked this kasha. The teretz, the obvious teretz is, Rav, b'chachmasa, he paskins that this Isha was an achzar, and kol merachim ala achzar is a terrible thing. You can't have rachmanis on an achzar. But after a year, we're talking about someone whose life was out to be mitzayir Rav Chiya. So Rav says, what are you doing? How do you do such a thing? So Amalei, listen, Rabbi, listen to Kedushas Chazal. Listen to what you say to Chaim. Dayenu shemegadlas benenu. She does something for me. She raises the children. Umatzilas aysanu minachet. She makes sure I don't have hirachet. So look what's happening here. He has tzaras tzuras. He has a life of a matzayel hudavisu. But look how he reacts. He sees milas. But I ask you, in the place of the first attack, I ask it. The only two things she does is these two things, Matzilas Menachet, and she raised the children. Doesn't she make supper for him? Doesn't she clean the house, make his bed? The teretzes, the obvious teretzes, no. She didn't do that. She didn't make his bed. She didn't do anything for him. The only thing she did for him was Mitzayelahu. She was out to ruin his life. And those two things, obviously, were things for Taivasa. And this was the matzif of Mitzayelahu Devisu. Yisurim, Tsar, Bizyonis, a life of all of this. You know, the Gemara says in Meridikazah, we picture the worst thing that a person has is Misa. But the Gemara says there's something that's worse than Misa. There's something that's a bigger einish than Misa. Moitzi ani mar mimavis. An Ishara is worse than Misa. Rav Chiya had something which Chazal said was worse than Misa. He had a leaven of tzar with all the hidurim. Look at the koyach of a savlon. Look at the bracha. Look at the skula of a person that knows how to be a savlon. And then it hit me. Look at the contrast. You could have a person that could have kol hayin da alma. And because he's a nar, because he's a tippish, because he doesn't know how to control his kas, it's chayav einam chayav. He makes from chayim to misa. He's moitzi es atzim min ha'olam. Sinas habriyas, the Mishnah Avos says, is moitzi es atzim min ha'olam. And then you have a nefesh yikara. And then you have a baal seichel. And then you have an neshama that knows what life is all about. And he could have something which is worse than Misa, and he could make for Misa L'chayim. That's the koyach of a savlan. A savlan is a person that lives with the attitude that even if I'm 100% right, and even if the other person is 100% wrong, but I know how to be moichel someone. I know how to tolerate someone. I know how to be civil someone. Because nobody's perfect. Nobody lives without making mistakes. And people have bad natias, and people like to sometimes be mitzayah one another. And I understand that. And I can be civil someone when he shows a midera. That's a savlan. A savlan is a person who knows Vashtet and Rambam, a Moyadiki Rambam and Hilchas Tshuva. In Perek Hey, the Rambam, in Perek Beis, the Rambam says, when someone asks you to be Meichel him, Zop the Rambam, a person should always be Meichel. Because that, he says, the Zer Darkum shall Zer Yisrael. That is the Derech of a Yid. Or the Loi Kein, the Derech of Oyle Kechavim, El Avrasam, Shomra, Netzach, a Goy can be Meichel. a yid by teva, a yid in his etzem tchuna, zok the Rambam. This is darkam shel zeri Yisrael v'libam. This is the attitude of a yid. A yid knows how to say am loichol. And the Rambam says, this is what when David HaMelech saw the Givainim, he said, Givainim loy b'mnei Yisrael heim. Givainim are not yidin. How do you know they're not yidin? What makes a Givain nishkan yid? Because they couldn't be moichel. They couldn't be moichel the chet that was done to them, and that's why Givainim are not yidin. A teva of a yid is a sovereign. That's a yid's very nature. And this is the bracha atzuma. This is the koyach, this is the school of a sovereign. He knows he has a stikala anivis, and he knows he's not the godl hadar, and if someone is not mechaber him, maybe sekuntem nishtaka, if someone doesn't give him derech eretz, it's this kind of avla. He has different ideas how to come through to a savlanis, but he knows one thing, a yid is a savlan. A kaisin makes from chayim lamoves. A savlan makes from moves lachayim. And I'm not being a gazan, what I'm telling you. I can tell you what I've seen people, sensible people, intelligent people, making from chayim lamoves. Destroying their own lives, their children's lives, abi to get back yenim. I'm telling you, mitzvah that I know be a dia. A kaisin makes from chayim to moves. And a sovereign could go through anything, any problem, but he could be savor. He knows how to live through life and understand that not everybody is perfect. The Gemara in Megillah says, "Mamehayachta yamim." What was your bracha of arichas yamim? One of the ends of the Gemara says, "Layamarati al midaisai." Rashi says, "What does that mean? Someone bothered me. Someone's mitzayim him. I was moichel." Avad the Gemara means pashtav shat. That's a skula, a bracha, that because you're moichel, the Eibishter gives arichas yamim. But I think it's a lot deeper. It's a metzias of arichas yamim. A person could make mimoves lachayim, a person that a savlon is zoichet to chayim. A kaisan robs himself of his own chayim. He makes chayaveinam chayim. Baruch Hashem, you're b'nei Torah. You live a life of Torah. The Ikka, you live with your Shtenda, with your Gemara, with your notebook. And even so, even though Baruch Hashem, you're living in your Dalar Amas HaHalacha, but I think we all see that life doesn't always go the way we want it to go. There are always problems, there are always sichsuchim, there are always nesiyonis, testing our savlanis. And when we go through such a matzif, we realize that kas is nishkelet. That's not a way of life. We realize very, very poshit that raschanim is chayav einam chayim. Without Rashi, without Rashbam, we realize that's nishkelet. And this is all now. When be'etzem, your life is a life of Torah. You get older, you have a mishpacha, you live with family, you live with in-laws, with neighbors, with the landlord, with bosses. And each person, let me tell you, pashit the mitzvahs. Each one of these could cause a lot of agnes nefesh in different situations. And as a good achav, I tell you, that is a little more experienced than you, och on they on the person that is not a savlan. The person that's not a savlan, nebuch on him. Because there are so many situations that a person has the choice. Am I going to be a savlan or am I going to be a kaisen? Am I going to take me mavas lachayim or am I going to take me chayim lamavas? Now you see it, but you see it in a small midah. But that's what life's all about. Life is you have to be savlan of other people. Now you feel it a little bit toyeth nafshei ba'afa. A person could destroy his own nefesh. The Gashmias and the Ruchnias without Savlanis. But how much more so when a person goes out into the world, when he lives with other people, he lives with family, with the Shechinim, Torah Nafshei is a bitter, bitter Metzias. And then you see that there's no other Eitzah. The E-Savlam is a cripple. He's an umglik of the Shensta Oisin. Because he can't have, he can't enjoy life. Because he takes the Adayim and he makes Michaim Lamoves. Rabbi Shaul Slanta once said, Arav in the Shtot mit Negiyas ken mer Chorev machen mer von Titus HaRasha ven Arayngangen in Kodesh HaKadoshim. A very deep mind, what a very positive mind. When a person has Negiyas, especially the Negiyas of Kas, he can make the biggest Chorban, especially with Shem Shemayim, especially if he maintains the Eibishter's Kavod. How much churban a person could do with his kas, a toyef nafshay biyapoy, is something that we can't imagine. You could see people that do the biggest averus, Hashem Shemayim. It's all because they have, like the Mesil Sharm says, libay ba'alimay, the only maineya, the only kayach they have is the midah of kas. And then a person could do kol averus shaboilam. Chazal understood. Like the Mardarim says, somebody who's kayis be a dua shavainoisa merub mischayisov. No matter how chashiv the person is, no matter how much of a godly is, someone who's a kayis in Zakti Gemara be a dua, it's muchrach, it has to be avainoisa merub mischayisov. Because when a person is not working with seichel, when he's not working with logic, he could tell the king, poke out my eye. Because by him, that's his simcha, staring someone else. And you could do kol averus shebo'olam, a mensch with seichel. And that's the takana tzumah of kas. And I think this is the pashat of shas in the Gemara of Sachin. Aliyov was roi legedula. Aliyov was ohov lamok, like the Gemara says. Shmuel was right. Shmuel was a navi with lichtiga eigen, and Shmuel saw Aliyov was roi legedula. He was roi to be the navi, be the melech. Aliyev had one chisaron. With all his gedul, he had one chisaron. He was a kaisen. A kaisen can never have gedula. A person who Chazal say toyef nafshay ba'apoy can't have gedula. A person who Chazal say avaynoisav merubim bischuyoisav can't have gedula. A person who the Mesil Sharm says libay ba'alimoy and he becomes kichayis tarfas, he can't have gedula. A person who could do more hazik than titus l'smai l'smim, he can't have gedula. The Gemara says a plea of the kizach, which we don't understand. A bazei state in the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu bo l'chlal kas, bo l'chlal kais. Moshe Rabbeinu got angry of a frum chesed, of an erlich chesed, but the Gemara says he got angry, he came to a tais. That's the sakana atzuma of kas. When there's kas, there can't be gedula. Aliyah wasn't punished for his kas. Avadi, you don't get punished what you didn't do yet. That's Basher Husham. But the Eibishter saw Aliyah can't be a godl. Aliyah cannot have gedula. Aliyah can't be a melech. Aliyah was lacking the basic qualification of a godl. He didn't have savlanis. If you see a person, a drunken person who's driving a car, you take away the keys. Is that an einish? Or is that a bracha? Is that a punishment or is that a hatsala? The Eibishter saw Aliyav could not be a melech. It wasn't an einish. He couldn't be a melech. I always say, and I mean it, afanemes, standing in front of such an Eidah Kadosha is really not my place. But why do I speak? Why do I have the head to speak? I have more experience. Chazal say, Kama Patki Odlai Bahai Gavra. Experience is a choshuva thing. And I tell you, as a good techava, one to the other, there's no biggest stir. There's no biggest stira to anything that's good in life than a person who can't be a sovereign. Than a person who can't accept someone else what that person is. When Chazal said, a kaisen is chayav, einam chayim, it's trust me, it's a simple Pashas HaMetzias. When Chazal said that somebody who is a Kaisen can't have Gedula, it's a Pashas a simple Metzias. And that's Loizu HaDerech. That's not Chayim. That's taking Chayim and making it Mavet. Besides, of course, the obvious Avla Ben Adam Lamokoyim, where the Gemara says, "Biyaduah shavaynoisav merub mischuyoisav," where a person, a kaisen, becomes kaveyachol, a moas lamakim. Besides the avah ben adam lachaveyai, what a kaisen could do to someone else, like all the stories that we hear and all the stories that we know, and like all the stories that we experience sometimes. But I want to talk about tonight the hefsid ben adam laatzmai. What a person does to himself, the hezek, the churban that a person does to himself, the toyef nafshay biyapay, that obvious metzias that a person makes from chayav einam chayim. A person is tekacht, and the other person is 100% wrong, and I'm right. Let's use a little seichel. So what's the option now? Ratsinusa, ein loy ela ratsinusa. He's wrong, you're right. So why do you punish yourself? If only you had that midah yakara of savlanus, that midah yakara that makes some of us lachayim. What a different life. The stipler said a tayravot. The medrash said, when it speaks about the makah of tzadeya, that at the beginning there's only one tzadeya in Mitzrayim, a very big tzadeya. So how did it become so of the whole land? Zok the stipler, the Mitzrayim hit the frog. Whenever they hit the frog doubled. One frog became two frogs. They saw two frogs, they hit it again. From two frogs came four frogs. And it went on as I until frogs filled up the entire Mitzrayim. As I state the Medjus, Zok the stipler, Shaitim Shavayim. He tried it once, didn't go. Try again. He tried it twice, three times. Aren't you catching on? Don't you see that the more you hit, the worse it gets? We can't be civil such a thing. We can't understand how a person can be so nourished. So this disciple, that's all of us. That's what we do. We have a situation, we're angry, so we hit the other person. Whether it's the Dibur, Machshava, the Maisa, we do something to get the other person back. Aren't we hitting ourselves? Aren't we making it worse? A person who says, "I'm Meichel," that's the end of the Machloike. That's the end of the Akvas Nefesh. That's the end of the Tsar. That's the end of the Yisurim. And that's the end of it. It's hard to say. Avad, it's hard to say. But then it's Tzikaziz. Then it's Chayav Chayim. But he's a smart one. I'm not going to give in. I'm not a sucker. Right? It's a principle. The Nayu principle. So then a person is as Naris as a Mitzrayim. He's hitting the other person, but he's only hitting himself. He's only making it worse and worse and worse. Tayef nafshay biyapay. You're not hitting the other person, you're hitting yourself. Think about the last time we were in Bekar. What did we have from it all? Isn't that the Pasha the Metzias? Ein loy ela rak sinusay. Rekav atzames kin, isn't that a Metzias? It eats a person up alive. That's what kin is. That's what sin is. The Mishnah Navos, sinas habriyos, moitzias adam in a oilam, does not mean yenevelt. That's also true. It means this felt. What does sinna do to us? How does sinna rob us of any ounce of simchas achayim? But that's when a person becomes bikas. He's not thinking. He's not bechlal thinking what he's doing. And we look at the Mitzrayim, Shaitim Sheva Oilam. Well, that's the message to us. When someone is sick, it's a problem. He needs a Yeshua. But you know what's worse? You know what's a more difficult situation? When someone doesn't realize he's sick. The person is in a sakana, and he doesn't even realize that he needs a Yeshua. When someone has the midah of kas, it's a problem. But it's a problem that Chazal have plenty of solutions. The real sakana is when a person doesn't realize the sakana of sakana. When a person is not margish chushis, when a person does not feel the adayim that Torah nafshei biyapoi, when a person is not margish that chayav einam chayim, that's an even bigger sakana. Because he thinks he's the smart one, and he's going to get even, and he's not going to give in, and he's going to get the last laugh, but he's only hitting himself. And then a person could live a life of chayav einam chayim, and he's not even margish it. He's not even margish that he needs a tikkun. The Seif Ayosh in Shar Zayin says, Siba takas, why does a person get the kas? It's such a shigoyin. Zokta mimiyad yishuv hadas, the person is not thinking. He's not thinking what he's doing. He doesn't realize he's only hitting himself. He doesn't understand that he's really being tayef nafshay. And Zokta vayitim meishel layake kamamida megunahi akas layake. That's the sakana of kas. The chorban of kas is that you think that you don't have to be a sovereign. You could live with kas. You could somehow manage with kas. And that's the biggest sakana. Because then a person could somehow even come to the conclusion that poke my eye out, I don't care, as long as he gets double. That's what kas is all about. The Chayim Zavavis writes, the person's biggest soina is the Yetzer HaRoitzer L'Sharashcha Mishnei Olamos. The Yetzer Hara, like the Chavos Lavava says so beautifully, so vividly, is a person's greatest enemy that wants to rob him of Beda Velten. He wants to rip him out of this Velt and of Yene Velt. And if this is true in every Midah, how much more so in the Midah of Kas? In the Midah of Isavlanus. And the first thing a person has to realize, the Aleph is, nobody is born a sovereign. Every person has a tchuna of kas. The Mesil Sharm writes that the midah that's nesuka midvash is nekama. The greatest satisfaction the person can have. That's what we are. That's what people are. How often we hear a person says, I can't help it. It bothers me. It annoys me. I just can't help it. It's my nature. That's the way I am. What should I do? And this is the sakana of it. I once spoke about kas many years ago, and someone came over to me who was very upset. He says, you say nice things, but it's not true l'maisa. I'm a kaisin. He told me, a ben kaisin, ben benoishel kaisin. My parents were divorced because of kas. My grandparents were divorced even. And that's a tais. My Rebbe Zayin Gesund says over from the Rambam, the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, he speaks about that in Perek Hei, Reshus l'chol adam nesuna imrata l'hafis atmo derech toiva li'oi tzadik harashus b'yadai. A person could do what he wants. And the Rambam goes by to say a plia. If a person wants, he could become a tzadik like Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, don't think for a second like the tipshei umas oilam say that a person has a tchuna and he can't change it. Chas v'shalom. So the Rambam, a person, if he really wants, he has the resource to change himself. And he said, he's talking to all of us, and he's saying, nobody could say he can't change. A person says, that's my nature, right? The Rambam says, that's your choice. Because every person could really change. Avada for some people it's harder, it's a bigger nesayin, it needs more avada. But tzayit kosayit, like the Rambam says, resource l'chal adam nesuna, if he really wants, he could change himself to the extent of being like Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a Moridika Seifa, the Seifa Erech HaPayim, a Seifa that discusses the whole entire Indian of Kas, the Eitzes, the Sakon of it. It was written by someone who writes in the Akdama, was a terrible, terrible Kaisen, and he couldn't take it anymore, and he worked on himself, and he became, from the terrible Kaisen, he became the one that wrote the Sefer, the most remarkable Sefer in dealing with Kas. This person realized that it's not his nature, but it's his choice. And if he really wants, he could change. How often we say, he gets me angry, he gets me sick. The Rambam Zot Nishtazay. The Rambam says, you get yourself sick, you get yourself angry, because really you could really change if you want. And the Hagdama that a person has to have in all Tikkun Amidus, especially in Kas, is nobody is born perfect. Nobody is born with good midos, and every person could change. But how do you change? How do you change from someone who makes mavas l'chayim to make chayim, from chayim l'mavas to make mavas l'chayim? How do you deal with this midah maguna? So the emes is there's one type of kas that b'chalal is a little yishev adas. You realize it's not even a challenge. A person gets angry with Shem Shamayim. He's not learning. He's not davening. He bothers me. He stared my time. He took my sefer. He didn't return it. I wasted 5 minutes. To Hefzid Merubah. He was mafsid me. I Hefzid Merubah 5 minutes of my life. And I'm angry. Hashem Shemayim. I'm not stam Narishkeit. It bothers me that he's not the Oyver Hashem that he should be. How often do we have this feeling? Kaf Hashem Shemayim. But isn't that a Narishkeit? Can a person really believe that Kaf is ever Hashem Shemayim? Is Kaf ever the Ratzon Hashem? The Eibishter saw Aliyah, Kulei Milus, Kulei Gedula, ready to be the Melech Yisrael, but not still, because he had Kas. Can Kas be Ratzon Hashem? Can Kas ever be Ratzon Hashem? The Gemara says, Shloish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev, and the Gemara Mesachim Kufit Gimel. Two out of the three of them is a Savlon. They say it in the Gemara. The Oyev Hashem, the one that Hashem loves, the Oyev of Hamakam, is a Savlon. The one that's Moses Neham Mokim is the Kayas. Can Kas ever be L'Shem Shemayim? Can Kas ever be a Hafer Mecheshvin? I once saw a very simple story, but it was a very profound story. A godler once told his wife, I must go away tomorrow morning early. You must prepare everything tonight. I have to leave early in the morning. He woke up in the morning early. Nothing was prepared. He missed his trip. He missed the whole mitzvah that he wanted to do. And he was very upset. He told her, he warned her, he told over. And then he said to himself, 1 second. Why am I angry? I'm angry because of Ratzon Hashem. I wanted to do a Ratzon Hashem, and I was denied it because of Hapshia. Okay. But is it Ratzon Hashem to get angry? Can it ever be Ratzon Hashem to get angry? A very simple chesed. But when a person is b'kas, libei ba'alimai, he doesn't think about these simple things. Trust me, Kas is never Ratzon Hashem. For Gedolim, they have to deal with Kanois, maybe. And even then, you have to worry about the Gemara that Moshe Balachal Kas, Balachal Tois. But La'eis Ata, Kas is never Ratzon Hashem. But I want to tell you a machshava that really deals with all types of Kas. Rav Gustman, Zechayna Levracha, the Kunch HaShayurim, says he was Mishas Maisa when the Nazis took the Macheshes, one of the Gdolei Dayanim in Vilna, and they were torturing him till Misa. And he said he saw with his own eyes that the Macheshes was laughing. And the Nazis couldn't be Soivogat. They were torturing him and he's laughing. So they asked him, why are you laughing? We're torturing you, why are you laughing? So the Macheshes told him back, because I believe in Munas Shalema, that everything that happens in this world happens because of the Ribbono Shel'olam. The Ribbono Shel'olam wants me now to suffer these Yisurim. And this is Ratzon Hashem. Shouldn't I be happy? It's a remarkable story. A very, very, the Hoyben of Madrega. Maybe not for us. But in reality, isn't that a simple, basic Yisoid of Al-Muna? We spoke about it in other years, a Yisoid for state in Gemara. In the Shoinim we brought rayas. For now I'll mention one raya, the Pasuk in Eicha, Mi zeh oma vatehi Hashem lo tziva. So the Nesivis in this Pirish Palgi Moyim Taitis, can anybody say anything? Can anybody do anything? Can anybody do anything in this world if Hashem lo tziva? That's this simple Yesoid in Asgacha Pratis. The Chazon Ish says, people talk about betochen ahim, betochen aher. The real betochen is that everything happens miyad Hashem. What your chava does, what your seiner does, what your neighbor does, what the boss does, it's all Ratzon Hashem. Shimi ben Gera saw David HaMelech and he was mevaza David HaMelech. David HaMelech said, V'hu kilani klolen imretzes. He called him an ish damim, an ish blial. And it says in the pasuk in the end of Shmuel, the people wanted to go and kill Shimi ben Gera. Look how he talks about a Melech Yisrael. And they were right. He was a murder machis. But look at David's reaction. Look how David, the greatest, greatest soivel, look how he dealt with these terrible b'shoynis. He said, Hashem, Amalei Kaleo. Hanichu, let him continue. Hashem, Amalei Kaleo. And we discussed Barichas in other years. David was telling us a poshet b'yisoyim haskafa. Avad Shimon Gera was wrong. He had no head to do what he did. Avad, he was going to get punished, lost his love. But Nachala Maisis, Shimi ben Gera was a shliach of the Eibishter. Because mi zeh oma vatehi, if Hashem lo tziva. The Chinuch explains the mitzvah of loisikam, of nekama, that a person has to realize that no matter what a person does to you, it's all ratzon Hashem. And it's all Hashem oma leikaleo. Yes, Avada, the Kama is Nesukim Midrash. And how is a Ben Adam, a mentioned person, supposed to not feel the Kama, not feel angry? This is the Eitz in the Flora, Dabar HaMelech taught us. To realize Hashem Hamalei Kaleo. He's amazed, and he's a Baal Aveira. But Soif Kol Soif, this is the Ratzon Hashem. And the Eibishter was Geizer that I should have these Yisurim. The Pelayayit, when he speaks about the Kama, more bariches, he says, when it's a title of Hashem, how could the Eibishter want from us not to get in kas? We're only human. So he says this cheshbin, v'pielya in teita ros v'atoiv, Hashem amalei kalel. And ain't other noikiv et boi milamata is our poshet v'yidia. And this is the same when it comes to someone else being mitzayir us. And he says, every sign of ours and every person that Messiah us is a shlichu d'rachmona, he's a garzim b'yad ha-choytiv. And he says, the more a person surveys this in his life, Hashem, omalei kalel. He was mevazmi b'mezid. He hurt me b'shat nefesh. He hit me on gen 11. But Hashem, omalei kalel. That's the eitzah. Avad, it's not easy. It's not overnight. But when someone causes us yisurim b'shat nefesh, the Aveira is a Zelbek Aveira. But I have to look at him and realize Hashem Amalei Kaleo. The Michtav Eliyahu in Chelek Aleph, Amit Pei Dalet, tells him a story. He was a simple person, a very unlearned farmer. He did the Melech a big taiva. So the Melech says, I'm going to give you the greatest treasure. Walk into my treasure house, take a few sacks, as many sacks as you want, and walk out with whatever you want. And this was a very, very posh of the farmer. He never saw gold or silver by him. There was food, there was money. He looks around, what an arza. What a cruel king. I do him a favor, and he makes me carry stones, colorful stones. But stones, I have to carry stones. He was very upset. Zot Michtam Eliyahu, that's a mahalach when a person has tzaras. When a person has bizyonis, the Abish is giving him a kaparas avoinis. The Abish is giving him gold and diamonds. You have to know to be saivalit. And that's the way to be saivalit. Because Hashem Amalei Kaleel, the greatest kaparas of Darizal is the kapara of bizyonis. When a person is mevazel another person, and the person is saival, and the person realizes Hashem Amalei Kaleel, that's the greatest tikkun, that's the greatest kapara. The Chavetz Chaim brings Keseda from the Goyin, Ilmala Yisurim Lematzana Yodeinu Ragleinu Ve'ilam Ha'emes. Who could live without Yisurim? And the easiest Yisurim to be Soivel is the Zionist. And Avada, that's also not easy. It's not overnight. But it's something to think about. That the Yevish Tafir developed. And when he, when they all give me Tzaris, it's all Hashem Amalei Kaleo. But it's a different Eitzah. And this I could say Achra and Achra and Chava, because this is probably the most practical Eitzah. And the Baal Seichel that there hears this, that hears it and there hears this, will realize that this is like the Rebbeinu Yoni says, there's a Pesach Tikva Nichbad Ma'oid. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yitzayim, tells a story Rav Huna was sick. Zog di Gemara, all Rav Papa l'shiyul abay. Rav Papa came to visit him. Chazi di chalash l'yalma. He saw Nebuch that Rav Huna was about to be niftar. Not time he had a suffix, but he really saw that Rav Huna was about to be niftar. To the extent, Amma, he said, Allahu tzvitu l'zavdasa. Go call the Chavah Kedisha and get the Tachlichim ready. The Goyim says that every Amoyah had Koyach to make Chiyas HaMeitzev, they certainly had Ruach HaKadosh. Our Papa realized that Rav Huna was about to be Nifter. It wasn't just a Suffolk, he actually called the Chavah Kedisha. So the Gemara says that the Maitzah, Rav Huna got better. Rav Huna's walking in the street, he bumps into our Papa. Our Papa was Mavuzah. He already ordered the Levaya. And here he is, Rav Huna's walking. Dr. Gemara, Rav Huna was margish this. Rav Huna was margish that our Papa felt terrible. So he says, don't worry, don't feel bad. Ena chinami. We are supposed to be nifta. For Oma, it's up there. Look at Oma, look at his Baruch Hu. Hoyov le mukim b'mili lo tzikumi b'hadei. Dr. Rav Huna, you're right. I was supposed to be nifta. But I was ma'avel midoisei. I was a sovereign. When somebody ma'aveled me and he was 100% wrong, I said those magic words, I'm merciful. And that's why Lamaisa, you were right and I'm right. This, and the Gemara Darshan, this is the schus, ha'ma'avel midoisev, is ma'vir my kol p'shoyev. Habaisei, open your eyes. Look what's up. Rav Huna was supposed to be nifter. Rav Papa realized it, and Shemayim, they were also masking. So what happened? What happened to this Tchiyas HaMeisim? Why this all of a sudden is a Yichas Yamim? Because he had this leader being a sovereign. He knew how to say, I'm ready for you. You're right, you're wrong, I'm right. And that gave him this Givaldi Gizchus. Every Yomad Gemara, I think, we have Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Rav Huna, the great Rav Huna. Rav Huna had the Zchus HaTorah, but that didn't help him, Vayis Tachoyis. What helped him? The Koyach of Savlanis. To what extent, the Gemara says, Mavin al kol Peshoyev. What is a Pesha? We all know. Pesha is Merida. Pesha is the worst form of Aveira. This is the way to become a Savlan. To realize that if nothing else works, anivus is a gewaltige eitza to become a sovereign. He baavels me, right? Make the he bigger and make the me smaller. Who are you? What are you? Skumtech? So if he baavels me, it's much easier. It's a little, it's a different problem. Anivus is a gewaltige eitza. The Rebbe Yonah says the eitza of anivus is shalai tichas. You won't become the kas, and that's emes. Seichel is often the Eitzah. Think, what do I have from this cast? There are many different Eitzahs. Sometimes think the other person is bothering him. What's bothering him? Tayyaf nafshe bi'apai. For nothing else works. Think of this Gemara. Think of this Gemara. We all need schusim. We all need brachas. We all need schoolis. This Gemara tells us a meridik eskula that always works. Ma'ave el midoisav. Rabbi Yoyin in the Shara Tshuva, Shara Aleph, or Chavches. Ha'ma'ave el midoisav. He says ma'ave el kol shoyev. V'zeh pesach tikva nichbad miyoid. When nothing else works, when seichel doesn't work, think of the Gemara and say to yourself, "Yes, I'm right. He's 100% wrong. Sekum tem, but I know I'm going to be selfish." I'm going to think of myself. I'm not going to destroy my own life. Hamavel midaisos. Avada is a big nesayin. Mitzad echad, v'nekamez nesukim midvash. But mitzad sheni, realize what I'm telling you. Kas is kule mavis. Kas is a samha mavis. And every time you have a nesayin, and you hold back a word, you hold back the hergish, remember, the Gemara says, Marvin al kol peshoyev. Avada to avoid the gedolah. Avada, it's a big job becoming from a kaisen to a savlan, but it's very, very worth it. The Talayoy Saki says that mafurish. He says that the erech savlan is how hard it is, but the ma'isa, he says, the tayelas that we have in the guf and the shama, that makes it well worth it. Let me just leave you with a ma'isa that I saw once in the Sefer Moyach Valev, that's a Sefer Rav Chaim Sholev Zechayim Levracha. After the Six-Day War, Rav Chaim got up in the Mir Yeshiva and he said a shmuz. And this is what he said. They have the Kamat Mila B'Mila. He says, we all realize we had a nest. During the war, there was one bomb that had a direct hit on the Mir Yeshiva. If you ever go to the Mir Yeshiva, the old building, you'll see there's a part of the building that actually has a bomb, a destruction from a bomb. And he says, we all wonder, why did we have this mess? Why do we have this chus? Maybe we think it's chus HaTayah, chus HaTfilah. Yes, that's a big chus. But he says, I'll tell you why we were saved. And he says, there's a lady in the bomb shelter with us. She saved us. And he started saying, there's a lady there. She lives in the neighborhood. She's the Aguna. 20 years ago, her husband left her alone without panasa, without any type of income. And she lived 20 years of a life of an Aguna, a miserable life, a tsar of oini. And then he started banging on the shtender. You know how she made panasa, he said, and he got very excited. She washed Yidden's laundry. And he was banging and saying, you know what the tsar, the bazillion, dagwas nefesh, of washing people's laundry. And he was banging. She was a laundry woman, he said. And she saved us. He didn't know what he's talking about. He said, you know how much tsar she had 20 years being an aguna? She saved us. You know why she saved us, he said? Because when a bomb hit the building, and we all seemed Shema Yisrael, you know what she screamed? She screamed, Yabai Nisraelim, I'm Michael, my husband, be Michael the Yiddish Shekinder. She saved us all. I saw the story for the first time with Pliya Dikazah. The whole Mir Yeshiva can't be saved, only the schus of this Aguna. Rabbi say it's not a Pliya. This is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Aguna with all his schusim, what saved him is Mavel Midoisa. When someone could say, I'm Moichel you, I accept you for what you are, I don't care, I'm Mavel Midoisa. Whenever he wants to say it, when someone is that savlon, when someone knows how to say, nobody's perfect and I'm a top of what he is, that's the greatest bracha. That's the greatest schooler. Not to be a kabdan. Realize kabdan is kulei mavis, kulei sam hamavis, chaya vein of chaya. If someone walks out of here tonight realizing the sakana of kas, feeling the bracha of mavel midoysov, if he just wants to be a balataya, if he realizes that he has to do something, he realizes that he's a cripple without this schooler of Mavel Midoisov. If he's really Habol Ataya, then that's the greatest bracha. Because once you realize the sakana of it, then that's really the Yeshua. Let us walk out Habol Ataya. Let us walk out with the haggis we want to change. And Chazal Mavtiach us Habol Ataya Messiah Nisa.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.